Beloved, you are listening to Grace Life Komi Podcast, a platform commissioned by God to raise men into completeness in Christ Jesus. We believe that you will be blessed beyond measure as you give yourself wholly to this divinely inspired teaching. Through God's servant Pastor Chimdi Ohahuna. Grace to you. Jesus is Lord.
All right, like we said, the Beatitudes are the attitudes to be for every born again child of God. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
And these attitudes are very important because we cannot reveal the life of God without, you know, manifesting these attitudes. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
So we're looking at the third Beatitude. Blessed are the meek. Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The Bible makes us understand that Moses was the meekest man on the earth. Was the meekest man on the earth. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible in basic English says, happy are the gentle. The gentle. So the meek are the gentle. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
And basically, the word meek there in the Greek, which is praos, means mildness of disposition, gentleness of spirit. Now, so basically, when the Bible says meekness, more often than not, we actually like kind of try to think of humility. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
But I would understand that humility is the antidote of meekness, because meekness is what? The mildness of disposition, the gentleness of the spirit. Amen to Jesus. So in a meek person is somebody that has a mild disposition because the spirit is gentle. Amen to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, so if you don't have a gentle spirit, if you don't have a mild, if you don't have a gentle spirit, your disposition in life will not be mild. Amen to Jesus.
Okay.
And you cannot be humble. And the truth about it is that meekness is not fixed. Amen.
Yes.
It's not fixed. It's a spiritual disposition. It's not a gift. Are we together? Not like humility is not a gift. Are we together? They are fruits, and you have to, you know, produce them. That's our spirit man is, when we get born again, our spirit man is actually mild, is gentle. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Now God does not do pity giddy. Are we together? Because more often than not, rash spirit and rash disposition is always as a result of fear. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Now, fear is what leads to, you know, rash disposition, shouting, you know, but when you are not afraid, you are always calm. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
You are always, you know, gentle in your spirit, and disposition is always mild. And that is the reason why God is gentle in his disposition, and the Holy Spirit is a gentle spirit. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
And since the gentle spirit, our spirit became one with the Holy Spirit when God born again. Our spirit meant takes that disposition also, a mild disposition, not a rash disposition, not a troublesome disposition, not an aggressive disposition. Are we together?
Yes.
There is a blessing in being meek. Moses was a very meek man, and we see the meekness of Moses. People always say Moses, you know, had an anger problem, and it was the anger problem that actually, you know, terminated his ministry ahead of time. Praise God forevermore. All right, and Moses had an anger problem that many times we hear, and that was what terminated his ministry. But the Bible called him the meekest man. The presence of meekness does not mean that you will not get angry. Praise God forevermore.
Uh-huh.
But also, it's the way you display the anger also would be in a very coordinated way. Like, let's say, for example, Moses, when he was angered by the children of Israel, actually they were murmuring against God, and he could manage it for a long period of time. What was the problem when he said, okay, then they needed water, and they started murmuring because of water, despite what they saw the Lord had done for them? The actual fact is that he directed his anger on the rock. Are we together?
Yes.
He didn't direct it on the Israelites, that he didn't direct it on God. Praise God forevermore. He directed it on the rock. God told him, speak to the rock, and he hit the rock. Praise God. Now, though it's not justified, amen to Jesus, amen. But what is this trying to make us understand? The meekness of the spirit made him not able to what? Even direct the anger to God or to the people. That's one thing that meekness does to us. Meekness even controls, even when we are the peak of anger, we will not hurt people, we will not hurt God. Praise God forevermore. And if we hurt people and hurt God, it shows that we are not meek. Another example was Job. Job, he was going through a lot of pains. When he got to the zenith, even the way I told him, curse God and die, he told that, what kind of a foolish man are you? We expect good and we expect bad in life. No, when he got to the peak, what happened? He did not pour his frustration on God. Are we together? Mm-hmm. That he did pour it on the wife or the people. Yes, he corrected the wife. He called his friends miserable comforters, but did not curse them, did not fight them. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That he poured it on. What did he do? He poured it on himself. He said, I cursed the day I was born. Are we together?
Mm.
That is also another proof of meekness. A meek person, you discover that the way he channels his anger, he doesn't channel his anger to God. He doesn't really channel his anger to people. Are we together?
Mm.
He looks for somewhere else to channel the anger. Are we together?
Mm.
Praise God forever. He looks for somewhere else to channel the anger. You know, and we are not justifying anger. Praise God forevermore. But look at people who have this, who are meek. Discover that they do not channel it to channel their frustration, their anger to people or to God. The channel, so I remember then some people, they usually tell them, when you're angry, I watch a movie where the guy would take baseball sticks and go and start hitting three with the baseball stick, trying to channel his anger somewhere else. Why? Well, don't want to channel it towards to people or to God. A person who doesn't have a mix, but is God, that he channels his frustration and his anger to what? To people or to God. What I've made many people say, they will never pray again. Some people say they will never go to church again. And the list goes on. Some people have said they will never. People are just angry with God today. Are you getting what I'm saying? It shows that they never developed the fruit of the Spirit called what? Meekness. Are we together? They were not meek. Praise God. And as Christians, I discovered that the church over the years, what we have done is to raise psychopaths, to raise seekers, and to raise overgrown babies over the years. That's what we have done in the church. We have not really taken our time to raise mature saints. Praise God forevermore.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why a little thing you discover that they are pouring their anger on either the pastor or the church members or God. So it's either they are pouring it on people or God. And that is not the right disposition for somebody who has what? Meekness. Somebody who is meek. Are we together?
Yes.
A meek person will never pour his frustration on God. That will pour his frustration on who? On people. Are we together?
Yes.
Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
And even if you have to pour it on any other thing, you have to also pour it with caution. Are we together?
Mm.
Not like you say you want to pour your frustration or your anger on yourself and you can't commit suicide. That is not a meek spirit too.
Mm.
Because indirectly, even Job, you see that when Moses poured his frustration on the rock, remember what God said? God said, you have dishonored me in the presence of the people. So he now says, so am I not to pour? Yes, you're not even meant to pour the frustration on anything. You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
Praise God. As I end up with that, you have to make us understand that Moses was called the meekest man on the earth, and we can see how he poured his frustrations as the meekest man on earth. But Moses never had the Holy Spirit. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Mm.
He wanted to see the glory of God. He's the person of Jesus. He couldn't even see it. Are we together? He couldn't see Jesus. But we will see Jesus by the Holy Spirit. So what does that mean? We have a better advantage than Moses. So in view of that, we don't need to pour our frustration on God. We don't need to pour our frustration on people. We don't need to pour our frustration on things. Are you getting what I'm saying? What are we to do? We are just to lay our frustrations. We are to lay them at the feet of Jesus. Praise God forevermore.
Mm.
And leave them there. Amen. The proof of meekness is the ability to lay all your frustrations, all your anger at the feet of Jesus and leave them there. Whatever way you have to do it. For me, I just talk to God in the morning, talk to God. No, this is what I feel. Remember, there was something I was going through and I just said, God, I don't like this thing. God, I don't like it. God, you said, sometimes it looks like I'm just talking to the empty air or whatever. But probably by just saying that, things started changing. Are you getting what I'm saying? I said they're adapting, I said they're flowing with it. We must learn, that is a proof of meekness, to pour our what? lay our burdens at the feet of Jesus. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Lay it at the feet of Jesus. Talk to God. Just pour it to the Lord. Pour it to the Lord. Pour it to the Lord. Moses did not have what we have, and so he poured it on the rock. Oh, let's not even go to Job. Job is believed to have lived before Abraham himself. He didn't have what he had. What we have, he poured it on himself. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we have what they don't have. We have the Holy Spirit. We have Jesus revealed to us. None of them was taught to lay their burdens at the feet of Jesus.
Yeah.
None of them was taught that. But we have been told that casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. So what do? We do not pour our frustration on God. We do not pour it on people. We lay them at the feet of Jesus and leave them there. Say, but when I lay them, I still feel them. Ignore them. You know, I remember I prayed for somebody in the course of, you know, last week. I met the person, said she had serious pain in her back, and it's getting to her, you know, when she breathes, the pain comes strong. And I told her, okay, I told her, but put your hand on her where she's hurting the other hand. But then I laid hand on the whole band shoulder and I prayed for her. And as I prayed for her, I told her, don't think of the pain again. And if you think of the pain, if you keep staying there, don't think of the pain again. You know, well, I remembered what one of Kenneth Hagin's testimony of how he had a sharp pain in his chest at night, and he kept on talking pain concerning the matter, and he prayed that pain, and he kept feeling the pain. And the Holy Spirit told him, you are thinking of the pain, that's why you are feeling the pain. Ignore the pain and you will see it will go away. And he said he actually ignored the pain, and before you know, he couldn't sleep that night initially. When he ignored the pain, that was when the healing happened. He slept and the pain just disappeared. So I was surprised that same evening I said the person, like, how are you doing? The first day she's fine. I was like, wow. But I told her the secret, ignore the pain. When you cast your cares at the feet of Jesus, forget about it. Remove your mind from it. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You have left it at the feet of God. Need Jesus to handle it. Don't handle it for Jesus. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
That is a proof of a meek spirit. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
That's a proof of a meek spirit. You do not pour your frustration on God, nor on people, nor on yourself. You just drop it at the feet of Jesus and you let it. You let Jesus do what? Handle it. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
So it's very important we manifest this fruit of what? The Spirit, which is meekness. You see, when we are meek, it will show in our disposition. We'll be gentle in our disposition. We will not be afraid. Are you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
More often than not, our aggressive natures are because of fear. Are we together?
Mm-hmm.
Many of that we are the anger is the end result of fear.
Yes.
You are afraid of something, that's why you are angry.
Mm-hmm.
Amen to Jesus. You are afraid of something, that's why you are frustrated. Now, but if we have a meek spirit, it shows our absolute faith in God. We discover that there's nothing that will make us afraid again. As it were, I've come to a point in my life that many of the things that I fear of, I saw some of them, so there's nothing I fear again. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Keep seeing your faith intact in God. Meekness is a proof that you have absolute faith in God. And when this disposition is in place, you discover that you enjoy the blessed. That's how Jesus said, blessed are the ones meek. We grow in this disposition. We have to keep trusting the Holy Spirit to grow us in this disposition. We keep growing in it to a point where we become so firm and so rich, so solid in meekness, that nothing shakes us, nothing makes us lose our calm, our gentle disposition, nothing makes us lose our mildness, and nothing makes us get furious, nothing makes us lose our calm. It's not something you try to work out. It's something you work with the Holy Spirit. The more you work with the Holy Spirit, the more you discover that we grow in this, and we get to point where nothing will shake us. Trust the Lord that the blessing of meekness shall be our portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So we're going to be talking to the Lord and asking the Lord, Lord, help me to grow in this virtue of meekness. To grow in this virtue of meekness. To grow in it, and let the blessing of meekness be my portion. Actually, when you are meek, you discover that there are things that you would have rashly, decisions you would have taken rashly, that at the end of the day, if you were meek, you would not take such rash decisions. Lord, help me, Lord. Holy Spirit, I partner with you to see the virtue of meekness become my reality and enjoy the blessedness of meekness. I'm talking to the Lord this moment.
Now is your moment of salvation. If you are yet to make the Lord Jesus Christ your Lord and personal Savior, we request that you say this prayer along with many others now. Say these words: Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, I repent of my sins, and ask that you forgive my sins. I believe that you shed your blood on the cross, died for my sins, and rose again in the third day. Today, I invite you into my life today. Wash me by your blood, make me your own, and till eternity be my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' precious name.
For your love gift of any amount to Grace Life Kami Podcast, kindly use any of our giving channels available to give in dollars. You can send to Universal Merchant Bank Ghana. Account number 033-154-551-2013. SWIFT code MBGHGHAC. To give in CDs, Universal Merchant Bank Ghana, you can send to account number 033-254-551-2017. To give in Naira, you can send to Ecobank Nigeria, account number 554-102-0592. Also, for further inquiries, you can call us on +233-54-594-7132. Or, send us an email via chimdiohahunaministry@gmail.com. Today, remain ever blessed.
We believe you were blessed listening to this teaching from God's Word. May your soul remain ever refreshed and revived. We would love to hear your praise report today. Beloved, remain connected to Grace Life Komi Podcast. Jesus is Lord.